An Idaho woman talked with NWPB last year about her worries over what might happen to her family if she needed an abortion after the state's ban took effect. Well, that fear came true. Now she's suing. Health reporter Rachel Sun caught up with her.
When Jennifer Adkins learned her pregnancy was unviable and could lead to life-threatening complications, she felt a surreal sense of deja vu.
It happened exactly the way we all had feared.
In May of 2022, Adkins had just read the leaked Supreme Court opinion on Roe v. Wade, which pointed to the decision the court made later that summer to overturn the federal right to abortion. In an interview with Northwest Public Broadcasting that May, she had talked about her friends who had miscarried and worried about what might happen to her family if she went through the same thing. At the time, she said,
I can't make those types of risks too because I already have a child that I need to take care of.
But Adkins also knew she wanted more children. So when she learned she was pregnant a second time, she was excited despite those concerns. But at a routine 12-week ultrasound,
the sonographer was pretty quiet, and I kept trying to be really chatty, and I could tell that something was wrong.
After a long wait, Adkins was pulled into an office with a genetic counselor, where she was told her baby had Turner syndrome, a condition with a roughly 1% chance of live birth. Adkins was likely to miscarry. If she tried to carry the pregnancy to term, she risked complications, including preeclampsia, a life-threatening condition that affects pregnant people.
That other shoe had dropped, and I just felt like, I can't believe I prophesized this in a way, you know? Because I immediately knew that I wasn't going to be able to get the care that I needed in the state.
Adkins says despite her doctor's concerns, they couldn't offer her any advice or refer her out of state for an abortion.
It was kind of like we were speaking in code because they were so terrified to even give the impression that they were, you know, swaying me in one direction or another.
Adkins is now a plaintiff in a lawsuit against the state of Idaho over what she says is a failure to protect patients like her, for whom pregnancy, when left untreated, poses a serious threat to life and health. She's joined by three other women who also had to seek abortions out of state because of pregnancy complications. Though Idaho law provides an exception for abortion to protect the life of the mother, the law's wording leaves it unclear if the same protections apply to pregnancies that pose a high risk to patients' health and safety.
Having this kind of trauma on top of the loss of that baby is something I don't wish on my worst enemy.
Idaho doctors who violate the state's strict abortion laws risk loss of license, felony charges, and up to 5 years in prison. Because of that, Adkins made a roughly 6-hour drive to Portland. Between travel and the procedure, it all cost well over $1,000. She says she was only able to afford her mortgage payment thanks to help from friends and a local abortion fund.
I have to make it better for other people.
The lawsuit is one in a series of similar suits filed by the Center for Reproductive Rights in September, which also included Tennessee and Oklahoma. It expanded on a strategy the organization used in a lawsuit filed against the state of Texas in March. In Idaho, I'm Rachel Sun reporting.